Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we're intentional about stopping and quieting our minds and being attentive to God's Word. I pray that as you hear the text that's appointed for this day, you would allow it to sink into your life, allow it to shape you and mold you and guide you as you seek to live out your life of faith. I pray that this time would be beneficial for you and as you seek to grow in your understanding and your application of the Word to your life. Now we begin in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, you resist those who are proud and give grace to those who are humble. Give us the humility of your Son, that we may embody the generosity of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The second reading that's appointed for this day comes from the 13th chapter of the book of Hebrews. The author writes, "Let mutual affection continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison, as though you were in prison with them, those who are being tortured, as though you yourself were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge the sexual immorality and adulterers. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for he himself has said, 'I will never leave you or forsake you.' So we can say with confidence, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me?' Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Through him, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God." The word of the Lord. As I hear this text, the story that comes to my mind is a story of St. Francis of Assisi. It's told that one day, as he embraced Christ and decided to live a life of the gospel, he was on his way somewhere and he saw a leper. And as he saw this leper, this man suffering with this skin affliction, normally people would revolt. They would go the other direction. But St. Francis went and he hugged the man, regardless of what might come of him. He hugged the man and then continued on his way where he was going. It said that he looked back, and when he looked back, the man was gone. And St. Francis thought that he had encountered Jesus. That the man he saw with leprosy, well, he thought it was a man, actually was Christ. And it gives us a strong story about how we are to be with others. St. Francis, regardless of other things, regardless of the person's state in life, embraced this man because in him he saw a person worthy. He saw a person created in the image of God. Whether it was Christ or not, we'll never know. But it leads me to this passage. It says here in the second verse, where the author is kind of bringing to conclusion this letter and has some sort of, here's how you live your life, where sort of the rubber hits the road. He says, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some have entertained angels without knowing it. In many ways, it calls back to some of the stories in the Old Testament, how Abraham welcomed these strangers who announced that he and Sarah would have a child. They showed hospitality. They welcomed them. They fed them, not knowing that they were angels. Or Lot, with the same kind of way, that, you know, when they came to Sodom and Gomorrah, that you know, they welcomed them into the house and protected them from the crowd that wanted to have their way with them. That there are stories where we encounter the presence of God without realizing it. I wonder what this might mean for us as we seek to be the people of God. I hear in our culture, people talk about America being a Christian nation. And when they talk about that, they're really talking about other things. They're really talking about having some rules and regulations or posting 10 commandments or other things. But I wonder, what if we took this passage seriously? Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers. Because in those strangers, we may be entertaining angels. Let mutual affection continue. Remember people who are imprisoned or people who are tortured. It also talks about sexual ethics, right? Let the marriage be held in honor by all. Keep your lives free from money. As some people talk about what it means to try to create this Christian nation, some of these parts are not included. I mean, what might it mean for us to think about a topic like immigration? Thinking about people who come from other places. What's our Christian response? No, get out of here. We don't want you. Scripture's really clear. The expectation is to show hospitality because what we're to see in other people is not seeing them as other, but made in the image of God. The author doesn't draw distinctions to say that people from our own culture or people who are like us, we should welcome. It says, no, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers. What does that say about how we think about other groups? No matter what our opinion might be on LGBTQ issues, how do we treat them? How do we welcome them in a way that they can see themselves as being created in the image of God, rather than condemn and push them away or see them as less than? How do we welcome? How do we seek to fulfill what the Scripture tells us? To say, here's what this means. The author had just gone through lifting up the great cloud of witnesses, right? All these stories from the Old Testament and how people lived a faith. And now he's kind of moving into saying, okay, now here in this day and age, what does this mean for us? And he starts and says, let mutual affection continue. It's that continuation of what Jesus talks about. I give you a new command, he says to the disciples on the night in which he was betrayed. As he's washing their feet, he tells them, you should love one another as I have loved you. As I wash your feet, wash one another. And they're to take this out into the world. It's not just that small inner group. But how do they take that message of Christ's love out into the world? Let that mutual affection continue. Continue to spread the notion of God's love everywhere we go. And don't neglect to show hospitality. Be kind to those that we encounter that we don't know, because the reality is, just like St. Francis of Assisi, when he saw this person, it would have been easy to cast aside, to take the easy way out. There's a medical issue. I don't want to catch that. But rather, he embraces him. And in doing so, he believed he embraced Christ. How is it that we think about the way our country should be living out what it means to be people of faith? What does it mean for welcoming others? What might that look like? Part of it is, I understand, it's a complicated issue. We need to have borders, and there needs to be rules and regulations. But sometimes it feels like we're being more punitive. Rather, hear the end. It says, do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. How is it that we live out our faith? Not just how some people define it, but if we take seriously parts of the Bible, it calls us to probably be counter to what others say. Or some want to push aside, deport, you know, not deal with others. How do we seriously wrestle with what does it mean to show hospitality to strangers? How do we do good and share what we have with others? Because that is pleasing to God. That's the sacrifice that we offer. In some ways, being a person of faith is difficult in this day and age. Some will tell you, here's exactly what you do. But if you read the scriptures, if you read the totality of Scripture, sometimes it runs counter to what others are saying. How do we balance all of these things? How do we seek to be people who are able to look and see others as made in the image of God and embrace them as fellow siblings in Christ? How do you show hospitality to strangers around you? Because in doing so, you may actually be entertaining angels or encounter Christ and those people that you least expected. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Creator, you welcomed us with boundless love and open your table to us. Teach us to let love endure in all that we do and to welcome the stranger with open heart and hands. When we meet those who are different from us, let us see your image shining in them. When we are weary or afraid, remind us that your Spirit is our strength. Send us out as people of compassion. and that in our kindness and hospitality, we may meet you, Holy One, in unexpected places. In your holy name we pray. Amen. And now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.